for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, 1:15 p.m., February the 18th, 2017. Jane Williams is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Opposition Propels Your Advancement.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, the Lord is truly in this place. I give honor to the precious Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for Meryl allowing me to be here to minister to you once again. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Meryl, once again for this opportunity. How is everybody doing today? Amen. The Holy Spirit is definitely in this place today. I feel him all over me here. I'm saying, Lord, I'm kind of hot here. Is everybody else hot? But when you ask the Holy Spirit to meet you somewhere, expect it. Because I invited him today, because without the Holy Spirit, I cannot minister to you today. So I feel his presence and I thank him for it. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover myself in this building with the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask for giant warring angels to protect us and to come and assist me as I teach your word. Lord, your word says in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. I step aside to give you free course to minister to your people. I ask the Holy Spirit to give us a teachable spirit and a learning spirit of your word. I give you thanks and all the glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Again, it's an honor to be here to minister God's word. I know the Holy Spirit has dealt with you in a mighty way. And I know that the Holy Spirit is not finished, because one thing about the Holy Spirit, he don't start nothing. He do not finish. Amen. But I want to talk to you today about oppositions propels your advancement. Oppositions propels your advancement. And I looked up oppositions in the Webster Dictionary, and it says, resisting or combating, express in action, action or opposing. This is what oppositions are. It's resisting or combating or composing. Then I looked up the word propel, to drive forward or cause to move in a particular direction. And what I believe the Lord wants to do today is propel you and to forward you into your position.
Amen.
I believe God is turning things around for your good. And this is the year that the Lord's prophetic voice is speaking today. And he is restoring and recovering everything that the enemy has stolen from you.
Amen.
You have a purpose and a plan for being here today. It was not by accident. It was designed for you to be here. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to let you know why you're here this weekend. And he's going to show you some things that you've been asking and you've been praying for. And why? Because he loved you so much. And I believe many of you are here today. You've been having a lot of obstacles that's been coming after you in every area of your life. But I say to you today, don't faint. Hold on. It's a purpose, and his plan will be drawn out in your life. But you can't faint. Amen? In Romans the 8th chapter, verse 28. And I will be reading out of the Amplified Bible. I really love the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "We are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good for those who love God and are called according to His design purpose." He designed you for a reason. You are not an accident. You are here for a purpose. And His purpose will be known in your life. Where you have felt discouraged, you may even feel lost. Don't feel like you're worthy. You may even have a clouded mind, don't know what is going on, can't think or understand what is happening. But I say to you today, God wants to affirm you. And He wants to remind you of His promises He has spoken over you. Because His word has been spoken. And whatever the Holy Spirit speaks, it must come to pass.
Amen?
Amen? Where the enemy has attempted to slow you down, he may have stalled you. He may have diverted you. He may have distracted you. But God is saying that His will is for you to propel, to move forward, and to drive you forward into your calling.
Amen.
This is the purpose of opposition. Oppositions can be a good thing. Because the Holy Spirit sometimes allows opposition to come to bring us into position, into alignment. But the devil wants us to think opposition is a bad thing. But it's how you receive those things. Are you with me?
Amen.
In Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 to 12, and I think my sister Jerry spoke about it earlier, but I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible again. "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil. To give you hope in your final outcome, then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you, take notice of you, and you attend to you." The Holy Spirit has taken notice of you. And not only have the Holy Spirit has taken notice of you, the enemy has taken notice of you. Now, I don't want to frighten you, but the more you come to Lake Hamilton and the more you receive your deliverance, the enemy is going to recognize you. He's going to know who you are in Jesus Christ. This is not an accident here. This is a beautiful thing to be able to come to Lake Hamilton and get deliverance, because there's a lot of places that you cannot go and get deliverance. They shun deliverance. But the Bible says deliverance is the children's bread, so you have the opportunity to eat from the bread of life. And this is your choice. These are tools that you are getting. And these tools is not just write them on a piece of paper and just put them down. These tools will advance you into God's kingdom. This is the purpose of it. And I just get radical about the word of God because I love Him so, and I know how much He's done for me. And every word that He has said and promised me, I believe it. So I'm saying to you today, believe what the Holy Spirit has promised you, what Jesus Christ has given you. Believe it. Don't let the enemy steal that from you, because my Bible told me that He is the Father of all lies. So you can't believe everything the enemy says. Amen? Nothing. I believe coming to this year of 2017, God has been doing a deep pruning and purging us to prepare us for His coming. And the kingdom within us is at war with the kingdom who we have previously had unhealthy alliance to. The enemy wants to steal you. So whatever you are going through, whatever opposition that is coming your way, there's a pruning that is taking place. There's a purging that is taking place. in order to go into that next step of the Holy Spirit in your life. Some things are going to have to be shaken off of you. And whatever God has to do it, He will do it. So I don't want you to take it so seriously that, oh, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. Oppositions are coming from all over. Ask the Holy Spirit, what can I get out of this? How can I learn from this? What are you telling me? This is how I pray when things come in my life. I don't get all frantic. Oh, I'm going through. Oh, what's going to happen? I go, Lord Jesus, what are you saying in the midst of my opposition? What are you saying in the midst of my storm? What do you want me to get right? Shine the spotlight on me. Because let me tell you something today. This is a personal walk with Jesus Christ. Mama can't get you there. Daddy can't get you there. This is a personal walk. And we got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And He wants that relationship. He discerns any desire to have that relationship with you. In Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 21, and again, I'm reading not the Amplified Bible. Nor will people say, look, here it is, or see, it is there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you, in your hearts, and among you, and surrounding you. He's all over. He's there. Will you let Him in today? He's in you. He says the kingdom of God is within you. He lives on the inside of you. So if the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, then you have the unction of the Holy Spirit. He wants to do a new thing in you. He wants to bring some things out so He can deal with you. But He can take you into that next level in Him. And 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 21 says, so whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, within himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. So if you put away these things and He cleans you up and He separates you from all these contaminating things, then you are set apart and ready for a good work. Then the Holy Spirit can use you. He can work a work within you. But He wants you to get rid of all this mess. He wants you to get rid of all these things that you have held on to, that you have nourished, that you don't want to get rid of. And you want to be used of Him, but He cannot use you the way that He desires to use you if you are all bogged down with these heavy weights. And we have to release these heavy weights. I believe today, each and every one of you wants to be used mightily by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ. Everybody wants to be used. And if we want to be used by the Holy Spirit, then we must let Him cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For we can do a mighty good work. I believe also that the line is drawn in the sand. And God is calling us to a higher place. Freeing us from the enemy that is enfeebling mindset and soul issues that hold us back from being highly effective. There has been another war, I believe, that we have stepped into as this year has begun. And it's the war against you for what you stand for and what you believe in that the enemy don't want to happen. And that's the war that the enemy has against you. He don't want you to go forward. You're already a threat to His kingdom. And Psalms, the 27th chapter, verse 3 says, though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, even then in this will I be confident. And that's because when you know who you are in Jesus Christ, and you know that you are victorious in Jesus Christ, you can walk this thing out. You can do anything that you want to do. Excuse me. There's a war that's going on against you, and the enemy don't want you to go forward. This is why you have been seeing so many assaults and attacks on your life. Through sickness, through your children, through husband, on the job, all around you, that you have been seeing attack after attack after attack. You are a threat to the satanic kingdom. And God is calling you and preparing you for what's ahead, and the devil knows you are a threat. It is time, thanks to God, to raise wall over the enemy today. Amen? We have to learn how to fight the enemy. The enemy is not here to play with us, and we should not play with him either. Amen? Because God wants to do a new thing in you. This year of 2017, we are living in the most awesome time, and we have to get ready and be ready for what God has for us. And if we are not ready, we're not going to be able to take the taste from the table. Yeah, there's no way. So we have to be ready. Do you know that you are anointed and appointed by God? Do you know this? Or is it something that somebody told you? Or is it something that you just read? Do you believe that you are anointed and appointed today? See, I believe everything that the Word says. You are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. And it is your natural instinct to snuff it out. But when you step into your shoes to understand what you were born for, you become physically strong like a lion with a prey in its sight and ready to claw. That means that you're ready to fight. And we know that a lion is vicious. And we have to be vicious with the enemy. In Matthew 11, chapter verse 12, and this is the King James Version, and it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violence take it by force." Now, I'm not talking about violence where you're going to go get your gun, or you're going to go get a knife, or you want to hurt somebody. This is not the violence that we're talking about. We are saying that we want to take the kingdom by force, by the word of God, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen? In 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 8, in the Amplified says, "Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring and fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour." This is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to seize you. He wants to devour you. This is why we have to be armed with the word of God. And every time you come here, you are armed with the word of God. When David was anointed as the future king, in 1 Samuel 16, chapter verse 13, it says that Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Prophet Samuel anointed his head with oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, David, powerfully. We are anointed as God's chosen one to walk out our assignment. And there is no greater threat to the enemy than sons and daughters knowing who and whose they are. Amen. And walking out their divine assignment on this earth. Amen. In 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 20, reads, "But you have been anointed. You hold a separate appointment from, you have been given an unction from the Holy One, and you all know truth, or you know all things." You have been given the unction of the Holy Spirit, and you know all things. You have been anointed and appointed by God. This is why the enemy don't want to see your plan walked out. Because you have been anointed, you have been marked.
Hallelujah.
And when you have been marked, you are a danger and a threat to the enemy kingdom.
Amen.
Just like David. When we begin to walk in the full favor of blessings, knowing our identity and purpose, people begin to notice, and so does the enemy. Can people notice the anointing on you today? Can they see the anointing? It becomes obvious what God is doing in you. The power of God rests mightily on you, and the enemy is afraid of it. The enemy takes notice of you when you are anointed. There is something special about you, that you are anointed. But can you say that today? Can you say that you are anointed today? That the enemy take notice. He knows whose you are in Jesus Christ today. And 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 23 says, "And when Saul was tormented by the evil spirit, David played his harp, and the evil spirit left quickly." Who becomes a threat to the enemy? Saul was tormented by the evil spirit when David played the harp. Is the enemy tormented by you? Or is it you're tormented by the enemy? Can you ask yourself that today? Are you a threat to his kingdom? Do the enemy shun and move when you come around? Or do he overpower you? This is something to ask yourself. Can I get a prayer through? Or do I have to call up Sister Marion Jones and whoever else to get to pray for me? Can I get a prayer through? It is time for you to stand firm and know who you are in Jesus Christ, because the days are coming ahead where we're not going to be able to call man to come and intercede and pray for us. You're going to have to know him for yourself. Do you know him today? Do you know how to get a prayer through? Because you are marked and enemy knows. So can you get a prayer through today? I believe in spending time with the Holy Spirit and knowing him and getting a personal relationship with him. I know Carla Batar talked last night about prayer, but we have to have a personal relationship with him. We have to know him in a most excellent way. And when the Holy Spirit begins to speak to us, we have to know that it is the voice from the Holy Spirit. Can you identify the Holy Spirit voice today? Do you have that relationship where you know who you are in Jesus Christ? Do you believe that the enemy wants to make an attempt to take you out today? Do you believe that? I believe there has been an attack to take God's people out, and an attack that has been sent to take down God's anointing. See, if you've been anointed by God and appointed, he wants to take you out because you're a threat to this kingdom. The enemy wants to kill your dreams and their infancy. At the beginning of birth, he wants to steal and kill your dreams, because he can tell that what is in your hands is about to double, then triple, and then you will impact not only cities, but nations. Yeah. And he knows this. And if he can get you, then he's going to do whatever he can to take you out. He's not playing with you. This is a serious game. This is not a joke. And when you say that you are anointed and appointed, you better be armed with the word of God. And you better know who you are, because you will be tested. The Bible tells me that God, Jesus Christ, said, "Many worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Oh, they talk a good game. Oh yeah, I'm powerful, I'm anointed. But when that time comes to prove yourself, can you prove that today? See, it's time not for talking a good game, because God says that he searches the heart of man. And when he looks at your heart, he can see what is in there. But see, we can fool man and we can pretend that we got it all together, but do we really have it together? Because the time is going to come to prove if you have it together. And 1 John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows." He wants you to overflow with abundance. This is what he died for. He died for you. He wants you to have the best. He wants you to have it all. It's yours. You can possess it. But do you know how to possess what is rightfully yours? You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. He has given us the authority, and it is time for us to execute judgment on the enemy. It's time, like, for the enemy taking our children, taking up our homes, taking our jobs, taking our money. It's time, like, for you to take back everything that the enemy has stolen from you. I made a commitment this year that no longer will the enemy walk over my family or walk over me, because I'm taking back everything that the enemy has stolen from me, and I'm going to execute judgment over the enemy, because God has given me that power, and if Jesus Christ lives on the inside of me and I have the unction of the Holy Ghost, then I can possess those things. Hallelujah. Here's the illustration of the life of David. As he grew in his anointing and began to have success, the word says that Saul became jealous and tried to kill David many times. And for the rest of Saul's life, David had to run and hide from Saul. What was on David's life was a threat to the enemy and was a target to be killed before it matured. You're a threat to the enemy, and before your destiny can come forth, he wants to get. The anointing draws jealousy. Let me say that again. The anointing draws jealousy. And the Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Now, what does that mean to us? That the enemy wants to kill you. The anointing draws jealousy. There's going to be people around you that's going to be jealous of your anointing. And it's coming, if it's not, has already begun. But you have to know who you are. And you must stand on the word of God. Because if God has called you, then he's going to position you, and he's going to give you the tools that you need to go forward to demonstrate his kingdom. Because we are only here for one reason, and that's to demonstrate the kingdom of God. And that is the purpose. And we must not forget that. One purpose, and that's to demonstrate the kingdom of God. And if you're not demonstrating the kingdom of God, then you need to ask yourself, what is my purpose? What am I doing? Are you just wasting time? Are you demonstrating the kingdom of God? Are you making a purpose? What are you doing with your time? Are you looking at the idiot box? Are you out serving somebody? I pray to the Lord, I say, Lord, you retired me at an early age, and I give you the praise for it. I thank you that I have the grace on me to retire early. But I don't want to just sit around if I'm not in the field doing your work. What can I do? He said, go to the hospital. So I became a volunteer chaplain. So I said, let me go serve the people of God, because I don't want to waste this precious time. Because if God has allowed me to get up this morning, I'm not going to waste my time looking at an idiot box. I'm going to waste my time serving the Lord's kingdom. And this is what God takes notice of. The little things that we don't pay attention to. And he takes notice of that. God is advancing his kingdom. As those of you who have been on the back pew, who have not been noticed, that they have shunned you. They say you will never be nothing. You will never mount up to nothing. You was a drug dealer then, and you're a drug dealer now. You was a prostitute then, and you're a prostitute now. Those that say that you were never advanced in the kingdom of God, I'm here to tell you today, those that have been sitting on the back burner, he is about to bring you to the forefront. But you got to be willing and ready. You will no longer be looked over. The first should be last, and the last should be first. So we're in the time, in the season, where God is getting ready to take notice of you. That word that you have on the inside in your belly is about to come forth. And you will no longer be looked over. They will know who you are. No one may have paid you any attention. Didn't even think you was good enough. God is releasing revelation power, and it will be made known and available right now. So you no longer have to be an outcast. Because there's room in his kingdom for you. And he has not forgotten you. And there's many of you, as I look out today, many have passed you by. They were jealous of your anointing. They say you will never mount up to anything. Curses had been spoken over to you that you would never be nobody. You would never do it. Or you can't do it like me. I say to you today, he was a liar then. He's a liar now. Because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of him. And whatever the Holy Spirit promised you, you must believe that it will come to pass.
Yes, right.
You are ordained for this purpose.
Yeah.
And you are a purpose. And I often say this, when God made you, because I'm an encourager, I love to encourage God's people. That when he made you, he made the original copy. And guess what? There's none like you. And it will never be, because you are the original one. So if you ain't learned nothing else, you hold on to that. And you remind yourself, even if you have to look in the mirror, I have to encourage myself. The Bible says David had to encourage himself. And sometimes I have to say, Gene, you okay? There's nothing wrong with you. You're an awesome woman of God. God can use you. I have to encourage myself.
Yeah.
I get down sometimes. I have to remind the enemy, I will not receive those lies that you just spoken. See, we have choices. And you have a choice today. You can stay and be that person where you've been talked about all your life that you will never be nobody. You can choose to have that type of life. And you can choose to even receive that. It's your choice. We have choices. But see, I choose to have life. And I choose to believe what my Father said.
Amen.
That I am somebody. And when he made Gene, he made no junk. And I am the original copy. And I carry his anointing on the inside of me because he lives on the inside of me. So therefore, I can live. Amen. Are you ready for advancement and acceleration? Because God is giving advancement and he's accelerating. So are you ready for advancement and acceleration in this kingdom? I believe this season of unprecedented advancement for the body of Christ, many strongholds have existed over places and regions, and even in our lives, are on a larger scale like never before. But God is going to bring you to a season of acceleration and of advancement. For every area the enemy throws his weight reveals areas of truth where God is increasing you. Let me repeat that. For every area the enemy throws his weight reveals areas of truth where God is increasing you. And 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 12 to 13, and I'm moving a little kind of fast because we have another teaching at 3 o'clock. Excuse me. But whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do again, I must allow him to do what he wants to do. Excuse me. Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you in your position were befalling you. But insofar as you are sharing Christ's suffering, rejoice, so that when his glory, full of radiance and splendor, is revealed, you may also rejoice with triumph. He's going to reveal his glory. So don't be amazed. Rejoice. Be thankful. God wants to affirm you and remind you of the promises he has spoken over you. He wants to remind you who you are. Where the enemy has attempted to slow you down, stall you, divert you, and distract you, God is saying that his will for you is to propel you into your destiny. He wants to move you forward. He wants to advance you. He wants to accelerate you. He wants to push you forward. He is removing the necessary burdens and pulling you back in the boat to release you into a greater measure of what you are walking in now. This is what he wants to do for you. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, says, the Lord does not delay and is not tardy are slow about what he promises. According to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long-suffering, extraordinary patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. And this is what he wants. He wants us to repent. Not one time, as often as you should. Get it right. It's your season of advancement and acceleration. And you will begin to see the temporary roadblocks sent to confuse your remove. And instead of constantly being a mark of the enemy, you'll be marked by God's goodness and favor and begin to see every error sent your way reverse. You carry the sound of thunder in your DNA. And this is what you was born for. You are carrying the DNA. You look like him. Your characteristics line up with his word. You are carrying the DNA that is powerful on by itself. You have the DNA. My daughter, I love you. I care for you. And 1 John is the last scripture. 1 John is John 4:4. Little children, you are of God. You belong to him and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist. Because he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. Because greater is he that is in thee and in him that is in the world. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? God loves you today. And there is no good thing that he will hold from you. He desires that you go forth in him, that you advance in his kingdom, that you accelerate. This is his desire. This is what he wants for you. So no matter what nobody says, you can do it. He loves you. You carry his DNA. And that's all you need to know. You are his. You are special. You're awesome. Remember, there's none like you. He wants to do an awesome thing in you. And I know he's getting ready to bring deliverance. I prayed about it. I trust him. I invited him. Because once you invite him to come to have free will, free course, to do what he wants to do, then he can come and do what he needs to. I have no tricks. I have no plots. And I have no plans. Only God is the master plan. And he the one that does the work. It's nothing that I do. I'm just a vessel. Wants to be used of the Holy Spirit. And he desires to use you as well. There's none better than either one of you. He loves us all. We all the same. And we all can do his work. There's no tricks. There's no schemes. And there's no plots. Nothing but Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Stand with me, please. I want you to take a moment. And you probably have heard this all day long. From 6 o'clock this morning and even through this morning and now, that you have to forgive. And we stress that often as we can, because that is the key to your deliverance. Totally, completely forgiven. So I ask you today to search your heart. Take a moment. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine the spotlight on anybody that you have not fully forgiven or you haven't surrendered. It can be your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your child, anybody. But you have to release them in order for the Holy Spirit to move. And when you have done that, you feel free to tap a seat. Search your heart. Ask him to help you to forgive those. Because you want to be free. You can't move forward until what God has for you if you're holding those things in. They may have hurt you. They may have raped you. They may have violated you in any type of way. But you have to forgive them. Why? Because Jesus Christ said so. This is the key to deliverance. They may have promised you that they was going to marry you, and they didn't keep their promise, so therefore you hate him, and I cannot forgive him. You have to let it go. Your children may have hurt you. They may have said things to you that you cannot forgive them for. They may have done things that you cannot forgive them for, but you have to forgive them. And while you're waiting, I want to just say this, and the Holy Spirit just prompted my spirit. I believe in being led by the Holy Spirit, not by man.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit just prompted me. I don't know if I shared this with you all, but I met my father for the first time at the age of 22 when I was in the military. And when my daddy came home, immediately, it was though I have always known him. I loved him. I cherished him. But the test came. When my mother died, my daddy was left back. He got prostate cancer in 2009. And the test came. Could I still love him? Could I care for him? I called my dad. My sister told me that he had prostate cancer. He didn't want to talk to me. He told my sister, I don't want her to know nothing about me. He rejected me. He didn't want to see me. But the love that I had that was in my heart, I couldn't let that pass because I realized it was a personal thing. So I went to my father and I told him, you may have not been there for me when I was a little girl, but I don't hold that against you. Let me love you. Let me take care of you. And he opened up his heart. And he allowed that. And I'm grateful today to have made that step, to have forgiven him. And I hold grudges in my heart. And I can see how my life have advanced to the next level. Because I didn't hold that. See, a lot of those things that we hold in and we refuse to forgive keep us from going to that next place in Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I want all that he has for me. And I want to demonstrate his kingdom, and I want to do it to the best of my ability. Because this is the purpose. And when I see his face again, well done, my faithful servant. That's what I long for. That's what I desire to see. Because I'm not on this earth to please man. I'm here to please Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And if you finish asking the Holy Spirit to have you forgive, you can have a seat. And you can repeat after me, please. Father,
I
ask that you wash my spirit,
soul and body,
with the blood of Lamb.
I curse every corrupted seed
that has been planted in me.
And I command it to wither and die.
I command every foul,
unclean spirit
that may have attached itself to me
to loose me,
to leave this property,
to seek dry ground.
And never return.
And never return.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I now take back all ground.
All ground.
I have given over to Satan.
By my sins.
And the sins of my ancestors.
And
I claim by faith.
That they are forgiven.
And cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
I claim that ground back.
By the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ,
and I dedicate it to the Lord.
I yield by faith
every area of my life
over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ
and full control
of the Holy Spirit.
I dedicate my spirit,
soul,
and body
to Jesus Christ.
And I claim by faith
that I am filled
with the power
of the Holy Spirit.
In the Jesus' name.
In the Jesus' name.
Okay, we're getting ready to go through deliverance. I want you to take one deep breath. Breathe in and out. And remember, the Holy Spirit is here. And He wants to bring deliverance to you, to your mind, soul, and body, and to the whole man. Amen? He wants to bring deliverance to you. So I want you to just trust God that He will deliver you. I want you to forget about your friend next to you because this is not about them. And I want you to concentrate on the things that need to be delivered from your life because the Holy Spirit is here and He's ready to bring deliverance to us. Amen? Come on, let's breathe in and out for me. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command every spirit that is not of God to come to the surface right now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of depression. And I command that spirit to go and leave God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on out, spirit of depression. Mind-blocking spirits. I can't think. My mind is clouded. I command them spirits to go now in Jesus' name. Come on, all over this place. I command you to go. Come on, breathe those things out. Come on, one big cough for me. One big cough. All over this place. Come on, I command you to go. And I command you to go and leave here now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of disappointment. I'm disappointed. My life didn't go right. They hurt me. They disappoint me. Come on out of that disappointment. I command you to come out of the esophagus. I command you to come out of the lungs. I command you to come up out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of the esophagus. Come out of the lungs. Come on, we put you on notice and we command you to come up out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against deep hurt. They hurt me. They don't love me. They hurt me. I come against deep hurt. I can't forgive them. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command deep hurt to go. Come out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Every foul spirit that is not like God, I command you to come up out of there. I come against the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. And I bind the spirit of fear all over this place, and I command you to come out of God's people in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, one big cough again. Come on out of there. I command you to go. Come on, we don't have to make these things go. They should never come on out of there. Come on, if you want to be free, come on, let them out today. Come on, out of there. Come on, depression go. Depression go. Disappointment go. Fear go. These God's people out of here now. I command you to go. Come on, hurt my husband. Come on, hurt. Come on, he hurt me. I come against words that he's spoken over me. You dumb, you stupid. Nobody loves you. Who would want you? I come against those spirits. Come on out of there. Come on, move now. Out of there. Come on, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. I come against shame and embarrassment. Come on out of that shameful spirit. I'm ashamed to let someone see me cry. I'm ashamed to let someone see that I'm going through. Come on out of that shame and disappointment. Come on, move now all over this place in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of rejection. Come on, rejected by mother, rejected by father, rejected by children, rejected by friends, rejected on the job, rejected everywhere I go. It seems that the spirit of rejection follows me. Come on, we cut the cord, we cut the line, we cut it right now, we break it off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command those spirits to come out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all over this place. Come on, stand up for me, stand up. Come on, let's get these spirits running. Come on, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on and cough it out. Come on, one big cough. Out of there. Come on, out in Jesus Christ's name. We command those spirits to go. Breathe in and out. Breathe those spirits out. Come on out of there. Did I make the right decision? Come on out of there. Did I make the wrong decision? Come on out of there. I made some wrong decisions. Come on out. Out of there in Jesus' name. And I regret those decisions. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Don't like the way I look. I'm ugly. I'm not pretty. Why God didn't give me a decent shape. I don't like the way I look. I don't like it this way. Come on out of there. Don't like the way you look. Yeah, that's a spirit. Don't like the way you look. I'm not pretty enough. I don't like myself. I come against that spirit. I come against the ugly spirit. I don't feel attractive. I don't feel pretty. I come against that spirit. I break your powers, and I command you all over this place to loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there, spirit of ugly. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. I don't feel attractive. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to go. Come on out. I come against hatred of self. Don't like myself. I don't like the way I look. If I had more hair, if I had a smaller nose, if I had bigger lips, if I had a bigger, better shape, come on out of there. I bind that spirit. I cast you out, and I command that spirit of selfish to leave you now in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of diabetes. I break your power, and I command you to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of the blood. Come on out of the blood. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on out now. The spirit of diabetes. Come on out of there. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to loose God's people. Come on out. Out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of high blood pressure. I come against low blood pressure, high blood pressure. We break your powers. We command you to go and loose God's people now and let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out, high blood pressure. Come on out, diabetes. You cannot stay there. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against spoken word curses that were spoken over you. You dumb. You stupid. You never were amounting of anything. You just like your daddy. You just like your mama. You would never amount up to anything. I break your power, and I command those spirits to go. Come on all over this place. Come on, call for that right now. Come on out of there. Out of the lungs. Out of the stomach. Out of the esophagus. I command you to go and loose God's people all over this place. I don't want to be like my mother. My mother was this way. My mother was that way. I break your power, and I command you to go. I come against the spirit of insanity. I feel like I'm going out of my mind. The spirit of insanity. Clouded mind. Racing mind. My mind is racing. I can't think. I don't know who I am. I come against that spirit, and I cast you out, and I command you to go. I command the spirit of insanity to go now and loose God's people. Spirit of insanity, we put you on notice, and you cannot stay there, and I command you to go. We pull you out now by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command those spirits to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Spirit of insanity, go, loose God's people. I come against the spirit of masturbation. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out. I command you to go out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers, and I command that spirit to go. Masturbation, I command you to come up out of God's people, and I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Self-pleasing, I bind self-pleasing spirit. Want to please yourself, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against inability spirit, not able to give myself to my husband, not able to give myself like I want to. I come against that spirit. I cast you out, and I command you to go. You hurt me, so therefore I will blackball you. I won't give you what's due to you. I come against that spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go. Come on, all over this place. Come on, breathe in and out for me one more time. Come on, come on out one more time. Come on, out of here. I break your powers, and I command you to go. Come on, spirit of bitterness. Come on out of there. Come on, we break your power. Come on, I command you to go. All over this place. Let's go. Come on out of there. You cannot stay there, and you will not stay there. And I command you to go. The Holy Spirit is here. Jesus Christ is here, and he is the deliverer. He is the healer. He is the one that do the work. It is Jesus Christ that do the work. Come on out of there, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of bitterness. I'm bitter because of what they've done to me. I'm bitter because how they treated me. I'm bitter because what they've done to me. I bind that spirit of bitterness, and I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of profanity. If they say that to me one more time, I will curse them out. I bind that spirit of cursing, that profanity spirit. I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command the spirit to come out of the tongue, come out of the lungs, come out of the esophagus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against curse words. Come out of here. You one way in church, and you one way at home. I bind that spirit, and I command that spirit to go now in Jesus.
the same. They don't know me. I'm a curse them out if they mess with me. I told them to get that spirit. I cast you out, and I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Profanity spirit. One way when you're home, and one way when you're in church. I bind that spirit, and I command you to go. And I call forth the true identity of you to come forth now in Jesus Christ's name. We break the powers now. We cut the land cord, and we break it off of you now in Jesus' name. And you will obey today, and you will set the Lord. And I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against you right now. Come on out of there. I come against that spirit that caused you to keep you from going forth in the kingdom of God. I break those powers off of you that you would not mount up to anything. You would not walk into your God-given talent. I come against that spirit that will stop you, that will cause you to be a steadfast. I break the steadfast spirit off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. And I command those spirits all over this place to go and leave God's people now. I come against the selfish spirit. You're selfish. You want it all to yourself. Don't want to share. I bind that spirit of selfishness. I break your powers, and I command you to go and leave God's people now. I come against the self-pity spirit, where you have self-pity. Oh, look at me. I'm going through. You don't know the things I'm going through. You don't know how I feel. I come against the self-pity spirit. Come out of God's people and let them go. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out all over this place in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you to go. I come against the shame spirit. I'm shamed for what I have done. I'm shamed for what I have said. I come against that shame spirit. I cast you out, and I command you to go. Come on, quit looking at your neighbor. This is a personal war. Come on, this is all about you and Jesus Christ. Come on, don't let this moment pass you by. The Holy Spirit is here, and I can feel the Holy Spirit, and He is here to do a work in you. It's up to you. We have choices. We can take our neck by home, and we can let it go down. It's your choice all over this place. I command you to go and lose God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, all over this place. Come on out of there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's your choice today. You make a choice. Do you want to be set free, or you want to hold on to your kingdom? You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in, because the deliverer is here. He is here to set you free. He is the deliverer. I come against the slumber spirit. You, every time you go to church, you fall asleep. The slumber spirit come over you. I come against that spirit that you will stay awake, and I break its powers now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, that's right, all over this place. I command you to go. Come on out of there. Come on out. I come against the smoker spirit. You smoker, you can't get nothing done. The procrastinating spirit. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to go. The procrastinating spirit. You can't get nothing done. You wake up in the morning, and the house still ain't clean. I come against you. I cast you out, and I command that procrastinating spirit to go. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. Come on, move it down. I come against mind racing spirit. Your mind is racing. You can't think. Your mind is all over the place. I come against mind racing spirit. And I cast you out, and I command you to go. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on, yes. All over the place. The Holy Spirit is still at work. He's still working. Come on, he's still working. Come on, I come against you right now. We break your power. We come against stolen spirit. I'm not going to let go. I break your power, and I command you to go and lose God's people now. Let those spirit of stolen is all over this place. Come on, come for that one more time. Watch it fly for me. Come on, break your power. Come on, out of there. Stolen spirit. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. Come on, move them. Yes, all over this place. Come on, out of there. In the name of Jesus. Come on, move now. All over there. In the name of Jesus. Break those powers. Come on. Come on. Come on. You feel you need to get to the altar. Let's go to the altar. Come on, let's cry out today. Let's cry out to the Holy Spirit, because He wants to set us free today. This is a personal walk. This is not about me. I'm not up here trying to make a scene. I am serious about my walk. I am serious about the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you enough to fight for you. I love you enough to stand up here and fight for you today. Come on, get to the altar. If you have to get to the altar in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of abortion. I come against the spirit of abortion. abortion, when you abort the baby, the blood is crying out all over the land. I come against the spirit of abortion. I break the powers. The blood is crying out. I come against you. I break your powers. The spirit of abortion. I break your powers. Power of God's people. And let go now. All over this place. Secretly had abortion. I don't want nobody to know that I had abortion. Secretly, but the blood still cries out on the land. I come against you, and I break your powers, and I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all over this place, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord God. I ask that, Lord, you will sweep these vows, and you will call your God, your mercy, and come upon your people, and your mercy fall upon your people. Oh, come down these vows, and walk these vows, oh God, and set your people free. Name of Jesus. If you want to be set free, this is the name. Hallelujah. I just have to pump you up because the Holy Spirit is already here. And if the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, and you shall already be set free. Come on out. Come on, push it out. Push, push, push. Push it out of there. Come on, push. Push it out. Come on, push it out. It's the Lord that you come to the altar. Down here. Yes. Don't be ashamed. This is not about your sin. Yes. This is not about your neighbor. This is about you and Jesus Christ. Yes. Come on down here. Yes. You need to get down here to the altar. Yes. This is what God wants. I didn't plan to do this. Yes. The Holy Spirit has free course to do whatever He wants to do. This is not mine. This is His. Yes. I didn't plan for this. Yes. He gave the Holy Spirit free course to do what He wants to do. And this is what He wants. Hallelujah. Come on and push it. Come on, push it out. Push it out. Come on, push. 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 Come on. Push it out of there. Come on, push. Push it out. Come on. Let it go. Come on. Come on, push it out. All that deep hurt. All that condemnation. All that shame. All that embarrassment. Come on, all that secret stuff that you have held. Command you to loose stop. Come on out of here. This is your time. It's your time. The Holy Spirit is here. Come on, push it out. You didn't just come here just to hear somebody speak. You came because you want to be changed. You came because you want to demonstrate the kingdom of God. And you want to be changed. Come on out of here in Jesus' name. Come on out in the name of Jesus. We command you to go all over this place. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. We come against the religious spirit. We bind that religious spirit right now in Jesus Christ's name. Every religious spirit that's all over this place, I put you on notice and I command you to go. The need God's people now. Religious spirit, go out. The Antichrist spirit, go now. Need God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out. And when you feel a release, you can get up and go to your seat because I want to bless you. With a prophetic word. Come on. Let the Holy Spirit use you. We're not going to be in a rush because this is not about us. It's just about the Holy Spirit. We are not bound by time. The last time I checked my word, He said that 1,000 years is like 1 day, and 1 day is like 1,000 years. Because what seems like a moment to you to us, it ain't nothing to Him. So we give Him free course to do whatever He wants to do. Because this is not about us. We looking for change, we expect change, and change is about to come. And remember what I said earlier, it's time for us to be radical for Jesus Christ. It is time for us to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom is on the inside of you, it's within you, and if you open up your mouth and you would talk, God would speak for you. This is not about us. This is not about us. The Holy Spirit loves you today. This is not a show. Before it become a show, I would sit down. This is not a show. This is about the Holy Spirit. And I love God's people and I will fight for you. And I will be radical for you. This is what it's all about. You are my sisters in Christ. And I fight for my sisters. And we also have the love of Christ on the inside of us. And we should want to walk by our sisters and brothers. That's what this is about. This is no game. This is real. We got hurting sisters that's out here. And they need our help to push them forward. Yes, come on out of here. Come on out. Get your deliverance. Amen. That's what it's all about. I remember when I was getting my deliverance one time, I tell you, when I got up, people thought I'd been in a fight. Boy, my head was one way. I had everything just went one way. But I got mine. I didn't care how I looked. And that's what it's all about. It's not how we look. Amen. Amen. And I know you all received the Father's blessing today, but I want to bless you as well. And I feel like it's very important to speak prophetically over God's people because I believe in the prophetic. I believe in it with my whole heart and soul. And when you release a word, it activates. And I believe in activating and releasing words that's going to be encouraging to you, that's going to propel you into your destiny, that's going to prepare you forward, going to bring advancement, acceleration, that give you the will to say, I can do it. That's the purpose of this. That you leave this camp saying that I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing that I cannot do. That's the purpose of this here. For you to move forward in advancement into your call, into your purpose will. That's what this is for. To release the prophetic word in your life. Yes. May you stand. It's going to be a bit alone, but you just trust me and just believe the word of God. Amen. And just listen, and just however you want to do, hold your hands up and just receive this word as it go forth. I bless you with long and healthy life, and that no sickness or disease will come near you. I bless you with financial prosperity and abundance. May the works of your hands be blessed and prosperous, and you be successful in all things. As the Bible says, may you be the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. May you have the ability to gain wealth. May every place that the soles of your feet tread, God give you victory. May the angels of the Lord be with you to minister to you and protect you. And God always give you victory over Satan's kingdom in all things. I bless your marriage, your family, and all the relationships to be filled with peace. May they be wonderful, satisfying, and fulfilling for you. May your home be a place of God's peace and His presence, and sounds of joy and laughter be heard in them. May you and your spouse be godly and virtuous in all ways. May all your children grow up and godly and bring honor to your family name. May you enjoy your children and they honor, obey, and respect you. May you have mental and emotional health and well-being and your night rest be sweet. May you continually walk in the fullness of the freedom, the victory, and dominion that Jesus paid for you to have at the cross. May you have clear directions and leading of the Holy Spirit, wisdom from the Lord, spiritual discernment, and control and discipline life, courage, faithfulness, boldness, peace, happiness, fulfillment, contentment, hope, a good outlook on life, a listening ear to God, knowledge of God's word, an obedient heart to God's word, a pleasant personality, pleasant speech, protection, provision, safety and assurance of God's love and grace, strength, the grace to live a righteous life and successful in all things. May the Lord make you strong and healthy, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And may any weaknesses in your life become strength. As the Bible declares for you, may the blessing of Abraham, every spiritual blessing in Christ, and the promises of God be yours. And may goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. And you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So now, may these blessings come on you, your family, and your descendants. I bless you now, in Jesus Christ's name. Give Him the glory. Amen.
and you may be dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.